A few months ago, we received a message in the office from someone who had been visiting our parish for a few weeks. They were visiting Monroe to take care of a sick family member. It was a very nice message. They mentioned the nice people, the reverence of our celebration of the Mass, and our beautiful artwork. In the message, they also asked about activities, ministries, groups, and opportunities because they didn't see them listed on the website or in the bulletin. And I responded to the message and said that the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes is indeed a very special place. It is the holy ground for the holy people. And there are many more activities, ministries, groups, and opportunities than you might find listed in the bulletin or on our website. Sometimes you see, sometimes you have to look much closer to see the abundant ways that grace is flowing. Saint Bernadette had to look much closer when Our Lady at Lourdes told her to drink from the stream. It wasn't the water of the river flowing nearby, but a new spring that would flow from the grotto. Actually, Bernadette had to do more than look. She had to dig. Bernadette would have to dig in the dirt with her hands to collect the first few drops of water from the new spring that was welling up at Lourdes. And Bernadette didn't just take a handful of soil to open the spring. She had to dig a little deeper in the place where Our Lady directed. She had to dig a little deeper for the waters to flow. Because sometimes you have to dig a little deeper to find the gift, the grace, and the healing. Sometimes you have to dig a little deeper to see the gift that God is giving. You know, when people look around Monroe and they visit the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes, they need to look a little closer to see the abundant ways that grace is flowing. Because we are like the salt that is sprinkled. In hidden ways and holy ways, we bring the good news of the gospel to this community. We're like the light that shines in the darkness. We bring a word of hope and a face of hope. We are like John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus, hidden in the wombs of their mothers, yet bringing the joy of heaven to the footsteps of earth. They need to look a little closer and dig a little deeper, because the grace of God and the power of the gospel at the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes is deeper than something simply scattered on the ground. And we who are here, we who call this holy ground our spiritual home, sometimes we need to dig a little deeper. Sometimes we have to dig a little deeper to find the gift, the grace, and the healing. Sometimes we have to dig a little deeper to see the gift that God is giving. But look closely and dig deeper, and you'll see it. You will see the grace of God in the high schools and college students who volunteer in our faith formation programs. They are digging deeper. You will see the grace of God at work in the altar servers who stand in the place of the angels around the altar of God. They are digging deeper. You will see the grace of God in our faith formation teachers who dig deeper into our faith so that the waters of life and faith can flow for our children. You will see the grace of God in those who gather for prayer before daily Mass, those who gather for prayer on Wednesday and Thursday evenings for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. They are digging deeper. And there are countless ways and countless prayers and countless acts of mercy through which the people of Our Lady of Lourdes dig deeply for the gift, the grace, and the healing of God. And sometimes we have to dig a little deeper to find the gift, the grace, and the healing. Sometimes we have to dig a little deeper to see the gift that God is giving. But here, at the celebration of the Eucharist, the waters of the city of the living God flow freely, and Christ opens the depths of his love to us. Here we drink deeply from the word of life. Here we are fed completely by the bread that comes down from heaven. Here we believe and here we receive the gift, the grace, and the healing of God. Amen.